And you are tuned to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Thanks for the great music, Jennifer, and hello on the Dropkick Kennedys. It's Saturday night, and every Saturday night, it's cream cheese.
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? But old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Betsy?
Yes?
When I pick up a handful of sand at the beach and let it dribble through my fingers, I think, man, this is not a very good vacation.
I'm haunted by memories of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man's moon, not a pal. That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Oh, yeah. It's green cheese every Saturday night, and it's good to be with you. My name is Julie Crabb. I'm here with my sister and sidekick,
Betsy Crabb.
Okay.
I'm back.
She's back. Yeah, so she's missed a couple of months here, and boy, we've missed her, or at least I have. Maybe you have too. But here's the thing tonight. We've decided to go really hard questions. Well, not we. Well, I guess we.
No, you.
Okay. Okay, it's me because I'm running the show here, buddy. So here's the thing. It's 218-326-1234. Tonight, you're really going to need pen and paper, right, Betsy?
Yep. Get them ready.
Get them ready because there's math questions. Do we have to show our work?
No showing the work.
Okay.
Not required.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Let's keep it friendly. It's a family show. Remember the FCC. Please beware of your language, and please have a good time. Here we go.
All right. So I've got some weird word questions or weird word teasers, and going back to the boy bands from the 80s, I still got some questions
from
several months ago.
Simon will answer those. I know he will.
He got a couple of them before. So here's the first one of my word. So I'm going to say behead an animal and leave an animal. This is what it's going to be, behead, which means remove the first letter. So, for example, behead an animal and leave an animal. That would be fox and ox. Get it?
Say it again.
All right. So, behead an animal and leave an animal. So, that would be fox. If you behead the F, you have ox.
Okay, so you're removing the first letter.
Behead should be, I mean, this is an old
it's
book.
Not a given.
So, but behead is like remove. So,
okay.
Behead an animal and leave an animal. So, behead a musical instrument and leave a musical instrument. And behead to ascend and leave to ascend. Okay, I'm going to just start out with a couple.
Yeah.
And Nigel Martin Smith decided to form which boy band after seeing the success of 1980s act New Edition?
218-326-1234. Here's some animal questions. What was the most prominent physical feature of the pre-dinosaur mammal-like reptile Dimetrodon? What is the largest dolphin? And who is the lead singer of the Animals? I mean, a recently discovered amber specimen for the first time displayed intact examples of what physiological feature of dinosaurs, and what mammal has killed more people than any other wild mammals? 218-326-1234. Apparently, they're getting their pens and papers ready.
Apparently, I'm glad they are.
I am too.
What smallest mainland state of Australia is named for the same woman for whom the Australian state of Queensland. Queensland is named? Which member of the Obama family was a Portuguese water dog received as a gift from Ted Kennedy mm-hmm. in 2009?
Mm-hmm.
And in the biblical book of Revelation, which archangel casts the great dragon Satan out of heaven?
Well, we might as well add more.
All right.
With an increase in enthalpy, the melting of an ice cube is a physical manifestation of what kind of thermal process? 218-326-1234. The Kelvin cycle describes the chemical reactions that turn CO2 into glucose during what plant process? What word describes the agent upon which an enzyme acts? 218-326-1234.
Is this thing on?
I was just wondering. Is this thing on? This never. Well, maybe they are actually hard tonight.
Okay. We'll go with another one. The modern gay rights movement began in June 1969 with the riots at what Greenwich Village Inn?
That would be Greenwich, Betsy.
Sorry.
Well,
what W.P. Kinsella novel became a bestseller in 1989 when it was adapted into the movie Field of Dreams?
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah. Pick me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, well, it's like, Betsy, Greenwich Mean Time.
Okay.
Okay. So,
what's
a good thing? Well, we could chastise each other during this lull and no phone calls.
I know. I wish someone would call just to let us know that they can hear us.
But, yeah.
So behead a musical instrument and leave a musical instrument. And behead to ascend and leave to ascend.
And we're saying behead meaning the removing the first letter.
Yeah, because I don't know how else to.
Well,
again, it's a very
a behead is fine, but say let's just say removing the first letter.
Right.
218-326-1234.
We might as well just pack it up right now.
Well, I could always go to music. No.
Okay. Go ahead and ask a couple more or repeat a couple more.
Oh, yeah, I should. With an increase in enthalpy, E-N-T-H-A-L-P-Y, the melting of an ice cube, is a physical manifestation of what kind of thermal process? The Kelvin cycle describes the chemical reactions that turn CO2 glucose during what plant premise? What plant process? What word describes the agent upon which an enzyme acts? And I'll throw in another one. What word refers to a macromolecule that compromises repeating subunits?
And I feel like Annie Potts in Ghostbusters. We got one!
Higher on green cheese. Where are we here? Oh, here we go. Higher on green cheese.
Perhaps you didn't tap. I didn't hear the tap, the click.
Higher on green cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon.
I hear you, Simon. You just broke out. What, are you there?
We were, I think, just there may be a bit of a problem. Clearly, people were calling in. I was getting told I was the second caller in line for ages while you were saying, oh, nobody's calling.
Oh.
So people really were calling, but for some reason, the calls weren't getting through to you for whatever reason.
For whatever reason, because I've been told before the people that know left that I was in good shape, and I did it all by myself.
Yeah. Who knows? Anyway, you're obviously hearing me now.
So I am.
Maybe it was just a...
Although you're breaking up, could you just...
No, a few... No, can you hear me now?
I'm now I can hear you.
Speak as clearly as...
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, well, I know a few, I think. But why don't we go with you talked about the Greenwich Village gay uprising. I can't remember how you said it, but that was a... Stonewall Inn.
That is correct. Stonewall, correct.
Very
all
famous.
All right, and we'll get out of the way anyway. Just thanks so much for hosting. You ladies are the best. I hope we don't have technical issues for the night. But
Me too.
Shout out to everybody, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Simon.
Thanks, Simon. Bye-bye.
He's our touchstone.
Hi, you're on green cheese. Hi, you're on green cheese. I've got you on, but I'm not seeing. Let's see here. Let's go to this caller. Higher on green cheese.
Hello.
Hi, I can hear you.
I can hear you too. Is this Julie?
It's Julie. Who's this?
Julie, this is Mike from the Breezeway in Virginia. We hear you loud and clear, but there must be something going on with the phones on your end, I'm guessing, but...
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It just seems to be one of the lines.
Okay, well, get the tech guy in there, will you?
I'm gonna!
Okay, hey, we got an answer for the question. The lead singer of the Animals, is that right? The Animals?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Eric Burden.
Yeah, that's exactly right, sir. Good work.
I grabbed a hold of one of the easier ones because you said they're going to be tough tonight, and that scared me off right away. But
okay, I really appreciate
all right,
you calling
thank
in.
You.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Higher on green cheese.
Hi, I'm calling to behead a musical instrument.
Yes.
Flute and lute.
That is correct.
Good job. You got it. I'm glad you got it. Because
thank you. Uh-huh.
Where are you calling from?
This is Kate from Bemidji.
Hi, right, Kate. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Higher on green cheese.
Hi. Can you repeat the question about what Ted Kennedy gave the Obamas?
Let's see. Which member of the Obama family was a Portuguese water dog received as a gift from Ted Kennedy? Obviously,
okay.
Not Malia or Sasha.
Right, obviously. That would be a whole other scandal.
That would be.
Whoa, let's not even go there.
Right. I think it's Bo.
It was Bo. Rest his little soul.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yay.
Yeah, good work. Where are you calling from?
Thank you. This is Brandy Jo from Northeast.
Oh, Brandy Jo. I'm so glad. Thank you so much for calling.
And I'm so excited you guys are hosting.
And I'm so sorry I missed you at the picnic.
I know, but there's always next year, right?
There is, and I got pictures of you guys. So.
I know, I got you. I got you in Keech, so I'm there you go.
Oh,
thanks,
next
Brandy
year
Jo.
For sure.
Thanks, Brandy Jo.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Shout out to Keech.
Okay,
bye.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Nancy.
I was caller number 5 for the longest time.
Well,
so then I hung up and called again.
Well, whatever happened, our engineer fixed it from afar, and I couldn't be more thankful for the guy.
That's great, yeah. Okay, my answer for the animal, a mammal that's killed the most people.
Yes.
Is it the moose?
No.
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 Well, that was the wizard's answer.
Always pass the buck, my friend, because, or
that's
even
right.
Even do it to a neighbor who may not be listening. Yeah. So.
Oh, he said it could be the hippo.
Not a hippo.
Not a hippo. Okay.
All right.
We'll let someone else answer it.
Thanks, hey. Nancy.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I would like to answer the biggest dolphin.
Yes.
Is it the orca?
It is. Very good. Where are you calling from?
Cortina's Cantina.
Cortina's?
And I'd like to shout out Friends of the Whitetail.
Okay.
And Sasquatch Corner.
And Sasquatch Corner or Sasquatch?
Sasquatch.
Okay, very good. Thanks so much for calling.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Dooley Crab.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me this time?
I can hear you, Mojo.
Okay, you hung up on me last time.
Well, I didn't know because nobody answered.
There was an issue.
Some an issue, but now there's no issue.
Yeah, I called in right after Simon. Betsy's question with ascend.
Yes.
Arise. And rise.
That good job. Good job.
Good
correct,
job.
Sir.
All right.
I impressed myself.
You're impressing everybody else too, sir.
I'm always
and
impressed.
Just to make Keach mad.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that question on Australia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be Victoria?
It is Victoria. Two for two.
Oh, my Lord. I'm marking it down on the calendar.
And so rightly so, sir. Thanks.
You know how hard it is to try and get in with this rotary dial phone. So.
I know. Look at you now.
Now Crystal Castle is supposed to bring me a touchstone next August. At the
I picnic. Can hardly wait.
Except
she's on a swim
too.
Trek right now.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Okay. I got to give a shout out to Brandy Joe and Jigs in the Garage and that Wawino Land Baron. And I'll keep listening.
Okay, sir. Bye-bye. Higher on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, ladies. Simon of the Lakes again. Well, I was going to answer the largest dolphin, but that's got answered.
Yes, sir.
I'm tempted to go for the mammal that kills the most people, but it depends. That could be controversial depending on how you what is included, so I'll leave that alone.
Okay,
But I think what we'll go with... the agent that acts on a enzyme, a substrate.
That is, let me see. Yes, it is exactly a substrate, sir. Very good. The word that
All
describes
right.
the agent upon which an enzyme acts. That's correct.
Yes. Thank you. I'm sorry. I think I said it the wrong way around, but absolutely. Enzymes, enzymes do the work. Substrates, what effect?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, ladies. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Support for KAXE comes from Edwards LaPlante Construction in Grand Rapids, providing new residential constructions, remodeling, siding, and window projects since 1957. More information at edwardsplant.com.
And support comes from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people, for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Event Center rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Gail from Obana. Hi, Betsy. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Gail.
It's nice to spend the evening with you both.
Oh, well. And I frequently love to spend an evening with you and Michael, so I'm glad to you're here.
Well, thank you. It's just me, but I actually know something, so okay. I'm calling in. The movie Field of Dreams was based on the book Shoeless Joe.
That is correct.
Good job, yeah. Gail.
Great movie and great book.
It's my favorite baseball movie.
We love that baseball movie.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Has to be. All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye, Gail. Higher on green cheese.
Julie, we got a guess here. I think we're going to guess that. The mammal that kills the most people, is that a dog?
No. Wow. But okay. But that's a good guess. But... Yeah, I'm not going to weigh in. I'm just going to say no.
No, let's not wing nothing, you know?
Yes.
We got an answer for the new edition. I think that was Johnny Gill replaced Bobby Brown.
That's your boy band?
That's not the question.
Okay.
So that could be an answer on another show, but on another question. But Nigel Martin Smith decided to form which boy band after seeing the success of 1980s act New Edition. So what band did he create?
Yeah, different band than
Bachman
New Edition.
Bachman Turner Overdrive. I'm going to go with Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Way to get in first before Keith.
Keith, yeah, good job, sir. Thank you,
girls.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Higher in green cheese.
You need to lock it down, ladies. You're letting Mojo run amok with double ad.
Don't say run amok.
Well, I'm picturing him running amok.
Oh, he's a wild man. So anyways, the mammal that kills the most people, that would be the Homo sapien, I believe.
Yes. Well, that's true. Probably true.
There can't be any loophole on this.
There's a loophole. There's always a loophole. Because when Julie's asking a question.
Well, that's right. And I suppose Homo sapiens are what? Mammals?
Yeah, well, that's what I was. That was my first thought.
Well,
I defy you to find something that kills more people than people.
I'm going to go ahead and give that to you, although that's not what I'm looking for, but I think you could be right on that. Somebody else will have to show their work. But I do have another. Excellent. I do have another answer. But Keech, you. I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. It's great to hear you too. I love the sisters crab. Mojo, you need to straighten up and fly right, buddy.
Hey, goodbye.
Or else I'm going to put you in a figure 4 leg lock. Let me get a shout out to Mojo and Brandy Joe Bachman.
All right. Hi, you're on green cheese.
Yeah. Did you have a question about the Kelvin cycle or? Is that what it was?
Hold on, right here. Where am I?
It's a biology question.
Yeah, I've got it. Oh, here it is. The Kelvin cycle describes the chemical reactions that turn CO2 into glucose during what plant process?
Well, I think it's photosynthesis.
And I think you would be right, sir.
Yeah, I know. I always heard it was like the dark cycle. It happens at night, something like that.
Yeah. I hear you on that one, but it is also photosynthesis.
You're right. It is. It's part of it. Yes, I believe so.
And where are you calling from?
This is Bob and Mary down at Windmill Farm.
Oh, hi, guys.
I feel like sometimes he disguises his voice.
I do, too.
Yeah, maybe. But it wasn't humans that kills the most people.
That's not the answer I have. On the other hand, sir, as Keech pointed out, I think that Homo sapiens would be right. But, you know, is that an existential question or is that a real answer? I don't know. I'm wondering how hard we want to, you know.
I can't imagine what else it would be if it wasn't them, but or us.
Okay, let's take us out of the picture because let's just have that be a given.
It's going to be some sort of animal mammal.
It's going to be an animal mammal. Well, we're animal mammals.
Well, you know what I mean.
And not hippos, right? It wasn't hippos either?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, Bob.
I'm just going to throw out bears.
Nope.
All right, I gave it a shot.
Okay, Bob, good to hear from you. Love to Mary.
All right, yep, same to you guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. Higher on green cheese.
Julie.
Yes.
This is Naomi from the Wabana Brain Trust.
Oh, Naomi. Oh, in Billings, Montana.
Oh, no,
actually, Alexandria, I relocated, but I have an answer for you.
Because how are we? How did I connect with you before? Because you interviewed.
Well, because last time I called, I was in Montana.
And you interviewed Amy from the Dogs for Conservation. Yeah. God, Working Dogs for Conservation. Jeepers, criminy.
Yes, you're right.
Anyway, good to hear from you. What do you got?
The archangel you're looking for, I think, is Michael.
It is Michael. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you now, because those five questions that I had were, there's a connection.
Okay, so what were the answers?
The answers were Victoria, Bo, Michael, Stonewall, and Shoeless Joe. Can you give me the connection?
One and eighth inch trailer hitch.
Good answer, but no. Okay. Interesting answer.
I threw you one.
Good to hear from you now in Alexandria.
All right. Have a good night.
You
girl.
Too. Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs from the garage.
Hi, Jigs.
Yeah. You got some question about an ice cube melting or what it takes?
Okay, here's what it was. Is with an increase in enthalpy, the melting of an ice cube is a physical manifestation of what kind of thermal process?
Well, I think that's endothermic or something like that.
And Jigs? You got it.
Huh.
Good work, sir.
I would take another shot, but I know why Mojo answered two questions, because the old rotary takes a while to get in there. So
we know.
He uses his time wisely.
Well, Jigs, thanks for being real, and I appreciate the call.
And like Kate says, he's running amok, but he's probably running naked off the end of the dock.
All right, sir.
Anyway, I'll try again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
God, ladies, I've been on hold so long. The Paluzzi Space Theater just went on the historical registry.
Oh, that's beautiful. Where are you going?
And Buell no longer has the finest water in America.
No?
Yeah. You know,
shocked, I'm telling
you. This is Rhinestone from the Biffy, and I'm so glad to have you ladies back.
I'm
Thank
so
you.
Glad that
Great
you
show. Called. Thanks for putting up with me. I got to donate so I feel better about
it. Well, this, yes,
and
you
folks,
do.
And folks, pony up. It's public radio.
It is.
Under attack. You got to do it.
You got to do it, and we got all our funding taken away, but it's because of you guys that we're still here, so thank you so much, sir, for saying
that. Well, hey, we can relate. Getting by on getting by is my stock and trade. So I want to take a stab at the boy band question. Was it Belle Biv DeVoe?
Nope, not Belle Biv DeVoe.
And thanks for knowing that.
I know it.
I was out here doing the worm, trying. I'm thinking. I busted out some cardboard. I got a bandana on my knee. I got parachute.
Good work.
Ken Chapin's doing the weather report. And Ico's still sponsoring them.
And thanks for saying parachute pants. I wish you.
I don't know. That's all I got for now. I want to send a shout out to Larry from West Evelyn. He's a classic.
Okay.
I want to say a shout out to Ron at the dump, the Side Lake Transfer Station, French Township. He's a classic.
Well, there you go. And anybody who's listening from the Meadowlands dump station.
Oh, got it. Okay. Not to mention Toy Vola. And my brother, Sean, he's up the Cummings compound. He's an old lumberjack there on the south side of Perch Lake in Side Lake, Minnesota.
Well, thank you.
We exchange in Furnace Builders Monthly.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Hi, you're Hungry and Cheese.
Oh, hi. Glad I got through.
I am, too. Who is this?
This is Danger Camp Oahu.
Oh, good.
Just recently returned to Oahu from several glorious weeks in Minnesota. So we had perfect weather. We had such a great time.
Oh, I'm so glad. And it's still kind of beautiful. You know, it's a little cooler at night, but it's still just a beautiful fall.
We left yesterday and we were sad to leave. Mm. So nice. So I was going to, a lot of my answers are gone. I think that there's still one chop your head off. And I think that was like ascend.
Oh, yeah, yes. Behead, does he chop your head off? Behead to ascend and leave to ascend. And we did get it. What do you have?
Oh, I had a rise and rise. That I don't know how I missed that.
That is correct, though. You got it.
And then we were connecting the dots, and we thought, and I said, like, those are all last name Jackson or can be last name Jackson.
That is correct. They're all famous Jacksons, so good job.
Good job, Oahu.
All right. Good.
Thanks, Danger
sorry,
Camp.
Pete, sorry.
So, wait. So you were here in northern Minnesota at the Danger Camp in this state, and you're already home in Oahu, and you immediately, after that long trip, have called in to Green Cheese, and I couldn't be happier.
Oh, we just hate to miss it. So,
aww.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, isn't it 2:30 there?
It's, yeah, yeah. Yes, we're 5 hours early until daylight savings time. And then, because we don't change, we're only 4 hours earlier.
Okay, then.
There's a little trivia there.
That's a good one. Good one.
Thanks, Danger Cam.
All right. Well, thanks, ladies. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, ladies. I was just calling in about the new edition other band song or other band that was created.
Yes.
Is that New Kids on the Block?
No, it is not New Kids on the Block. Hmm.
Oh, I thought it was close.
Are New Kids on the Block the Justin Timberlake one?
No, that's NSYNC.
No.
God, Julie,
that's Mark Wahlberg's brother, Donnie. They call him the smart brother.
Yeah, that would be New Edition. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And thanks for knowing that. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Now Then.
Where? Now Then. Oh.
Now Then town. Big town. Oh. I just wanted to give a shout out to my neighbors. And honestly, my new girlfriend, Jess, she's just a blonde-haired Swedish princess.
Oh, that's nice. So sweet.
Yeah, she's a sweet girl.
Well, then she's lucky and so are you.
Oh, I thank you so much.
All right. Good to talk to you.
You ladies have a good night.
You thank too. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello, Julie.
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
This is Top of the Tater calling from Alexandria.
Yes, sir.
We are calling from Round Lake here in Alexandria, and we just had, while we were waiting to get in, we had a deer run through our camp here at about 30 miles per hour. It's like, holy Hannah Montana.
Well, the deer was probably rushing to his phone to get to call in.
That's right. So the animal that has caused so much wrath among humans was that the rat?
No, again, no. Uh-uh. That would be really disturbing if it was rats that were killing people.
Because I'd be scared myself.
Well, you killed millions back at the Black Death.
There's that time. That old time.
They weren't eating them, though. They were just infecting them.
Infecting them, yes.
Oh, okay.
This animal is downright killing people.
They're not RUSs.
Killing people. Okay, I'm not going to make another guess.
All right, sir. Well, it's good.
How about a shout out to Keech? And this is Top of the Tater again. And, you know, go BTO.
Got you down, sir. Bye bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Here I am, a day late and a dollar short again.
No.
Story of my life.
I was going to call in on the names and the Jackson last name, but that was already taken. So I thought I'd better stay on the line. And
well, yeah, because we need to tell us
anyway.
Where are you calling from?
Grudge Sale Ninjas from Bemidji.
Oh, this is our king and queen. Oh,
bowing and scraping.
apparently, I wasn't listening the night you issued an edict that we have a court jester now.
Yes, that was last Saturday night.
Yep,
yes,
I missed it.
We We bestowed the title upon Keach. You know, we didn't do the sword on the shoulder thing or anything. We'll have to maybe that till the picnic next year.
Yes, that's correct.
Your word is enough.
Your word is enough, certainly.
So we'll give a shout out to the new court jester.
All right.
And a shout out to the Kilgore Scouts, too.
And I bet they're listening.
I hope so.
Thanks, Garage Sale Ninjas, and my queen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As a matter of fact, you should send, oh, I know where I was leading here. I almost forgot my train of thought. Stay tuned. KAXE After Dark is actually Ben Franklinstein and out of Bemidji bringing you EDM. And I couldn't be more excited for the ride home. So wait for that. Part of the Kilgore Scouts. And we'll go here now. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Brandy Jo again.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I have an answer for the beheaded musical instrument.
We got it, Brandy Jo, but what do you have?
You did a flute and lute.
That is correct. I do have a couple more.
Okay.
And so I'll just go ahead and say it right now while you're on the line here. Two more beheadings. Behead a margin and leave a margin. And behead to move slowly and leave to move slowly.
Okay.
All right, that's going to be a thinker for me.
It's a thinker. This is why we...
Well, I want to squeeze it in there, so think about it, and now it's out there, and I'll repeat them again.
Thank you so much. I want to give a shout-out to Mojo and Granty Pooh.
Okay. We haven't heard from Granty tonight.
I know. Granty Pooh, you need to call in soon. I'm working on him.
Bye, dear.
Thanks, bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Breezeway in Virginia.
Yes.
Is the mammal that kills the most people an elephant?
No. No, ma'am.
If you could all see the joy in Julie's face when she says nope that way, it kills me.
Well, because now that we've established that mankind kills the most people, moving on to the animal that does is going to be a chore. So,
is it a pit bull?
Nope. Somebody actually said dogs, and I started getting worried that they were thinking all dogs killed people, but I don't even.
Okay.
All right, then. So keep in touch, Breezeway.
Thank you. Shout out to Mark and Myrtle Lake.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
I suppose the boy band thing got answered.
No.
No.
How about the Backstreet Boys then?
It is not. I honestly have never heard of this band, but it is not the Backstreet Boys either.
Well, that doesn't mean you know all the.
Well, I don't know everything. That is for sure. But
that's fine.
But it is not the Backstreet Boys.
Where are you calling from?
Down south. Okay. My name is Ken.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks so much for calling.
Shout out to the Nymar people.
Oh, I hope they're listening.
Me too.
Okay, bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Polly from Little Wolf Lake.
To which lake?
And it's Little Wolf. The killer mammal, is it a hippopotamus?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody's...
And the boy band, it's not NSYNC, is it?
No, it is not NSYNC either.
Okay. Thanks, Little Wolf Lake, and I'll keep in touch.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Higher on Green Cheese.
Okay, I'm going to try another killer animal.
Okay.
Now, first I have to ask you, did the animals kill them people by violence, or is it disease?
No, I don't.
What are we looking for here?
Well, I'm just going to read what the question is. What mammal has killed more people than any other wild mammal? There's your distinction.
I'm going to say the black bear.
Nope.
Okay. I'll put my thinking cap back on.
Thank you, Nancy.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
I think I have an answer for your boy band.
Okay.
I've been wrong before, so here we go. My initial thought was NXS, but I think that's wrong. So I'm going to go with Menudo.
Nope. You want to ask that? Why don't you ask that question again, Betsy, about the boy band?
It's Nigel Martin Smith decided to form which boy band after seeing the success of 1980s act New Edition?
Okay. Did you get that?
I did, but I don't understand it, so I'll go with the NXS, and yeah, except I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's okay. Sorry. Where are you calling from?
French Lake.
Okay, French Lake. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Higher on Green Cheese.
God, ladies, I've been on hold so long. Hitsville just got their own zip code. A wise man never laughs at his own jokes. I got to watch that. So I wanted to answer the question about the boy band.
Okay.
Is it answered already?
No.
All right. Well, I have the right answer.
Okay.
Menudo.
Nope.
That was a hot, hot act.
I remember them, kind of.
Oh, they were great. Oh, man. They were a great act. So, yeah, at any rate, again, I'd like to say hi to Larry and Wes Devlith. I might have done that already. But
you did, and I wrote it. I think he did.
I hope he's doing all right. Can we get a well check? Larry, are you with us, bud?
Give us a call, Larry.
Hello? Yeah, come on, Larry. I wanted to answer the question about the hippo, but I knew that. But anyway, I think advice I would have for you guys is to change your furnace filters monthly. Oh,
thank you. Oh, no. Oh, hold on. Hold on.
You're good.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, let's dig some of the garage again.
Yeah.
I was playing around, and you had some question a while ago about some Demetrion dinosaur or something like that.
I got it. Here it is. It's what was the most prominent physical feature of the pre-dinosaur mammal-like reptile Dimetroton?
Wasn't that the one that had the sail on its back?
That is correct. Good work.
Perfect.
Where are you calling from?
Huh?
Where are you calling?
Jigs.
Got you down, sir.
Shout out to Mojo and Friends of the White Tail. And I got a bunch of people sitting around the fire with me tonight.
Good.
And drinking beer and having a good time. So, and Mike from the Sack, you know.
Hi.
So I'm going to
hire on Green Cheese. Hold on.
For so long, my beer is warm. I just heard some people make remarks like that. I thought I'd throw that in there.
I love a remark.
Okay, so the one question about, beheaded animal, leave an animal.
Yes,
So there's one about, something about move forward.
Yeah, move
slowly.
Behead to move slowly and leave to move slowly.
I'm not sure if I...
And then the other one was behead a margin and leave a margin.
So the one about going slow, I'm thinking that's just... Is that just the word slow? And then you take the S off and it's low?
That is not... No.
But I think that he... Does he has a general...
But you've got the general idea, but that's not what the answer is.
Right.
Is. But that's the general idea.
All right. I was at the last second
and
there.
Keep listening because I've got curtail, which basically is taking off the last letter to make the second word. That's coming up. So stand by.
All right. Tell us where you're calling from again.
That was a beer guzzler in Brainerd.
Yeah.
That one question about the animal, I thought I heard one time it was a hippo too, but I guess you guys got something else. But
I do.
Okay. All right. Have a good night, ladies.
You too, sir. Beer guzzling. All right.
Thanks. Bye.
We receive support from Clockow Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday from noon to 6. More info at clockoutbrewing.com.
We also receive support from Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Dome Lake.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I think we've been busy the last couple weeks, so it's been a few weeks since we've called in.
Uh-huh.
And we were doing dishes, so I don't know if this was one of the guesses on the boy bands or not, but we're going to say NSYNC.
It is not.
Because we were doing dishes in the sink.
Well, there's that. I gotcha.
No, that's very clever, but this is the wrong answer.
Oh, all right. And then we're going to, since I have a wrong answer, and I'm going to take a stab at another wrong answer. Lions for the animal that kills the most humans.
Nope.
All right. 0-2 on one call. That's pretty remarkable.
Thanks, Linda.
And more to come, I'm sure. I'll give a shout out to Zoot.
Keep in touch.
I will. Bye-bye. Good night.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Could you repeat the question about the boy band one more time?
Yes, sir. Nigel Martin Smith decided to form which boys band after seeing the success of 1980s act New Edition?
So easy. I met Nigel Martin Smith back in 1990. I was in a barbershop quartet with Mojo, Rhinestone from the Biffy, and Granty Poo. We were a four-man barbershop quartet, and we sang in G-strings. And the name of the group was Mojo and the Panty Droppers.
That's it. No.
Well, you know, now, Keach, you just said...
Keach, the parts of Noah, let me get a shout-out to the King and Queen and the Kilgore Scouts, and I'm hanging up before you tell me I'm wrong. Bye. Okay.
Well, I was just going to tell him that now he's just set himself up not only to appear at next year's...
In a G-string?
But... I don't know.
Depends on the weather.
But how about this? I want the quartet to sing.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi there. I think I have an answer for the deadliest mammal.
Okay.
Is it the water buffalo?
Nope.
It's not.
No.
All right.
I mean, they're big.
And then yeah. Well, I'll go for another one. The boy band.
Okay.
Boys to Men.
No.
0-2.
That's okay.
Sorry, where are you calling from?
This is Gabe, the grout guy.
The grout guy.
From Grand Rapids.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to give a shout out to everyone at Ole's Outpost and Wes and Ashley from the Guile Pile.
I hope they are listening.
I hope so too. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Julie.
Hey.
I'd like to try to answer the question about, I can't remember exactly the question, but it was about fully and then not as full. Can you tell me what that question was again?
So here's the way it works, and I'll give you the example. I'm gonna tell you this as an example because we said this at the very beginning. So this is just a word puzzle. So So for the example that I have a couple. Behead an animal and leave an animal. So that would be fox and ox.
Yes.
So beheading the F?
Yep. So basically beheading another, you know, is the word that we're using for removing the first letter, basically. So behead a margin and leave a margin, and behead to move slowly and leave to move slowly.
Okay. But there was, but wasn't there one about eating fully or like, consuming fully and then also fully?
No.
What was the other one that you had?
The other one I had was
The
other one I had was behead a musical instrument and leave a musical instrument, and that was flute.
And that one I know.
Flute and lute.
I think that's like flute and lute. Yeah.
And then the other one was behead to ascend and leave to ascend, which was arise and rise.
Right, but I don't, unless I have a tumor, you said something that was like, you know, consume fully and leave fully. And it was like, to me, I thought sate and ate.
Well, maybe that sounds, because fully and slowly sounds similar.
Yeah, I have
if you have a brain tumor.
I have no words on here that say fully.
Well, so slowly. What were the ones about slowly?
Behead to move slowly and leave to move slowly.
Oh, I misunderstood. Okay, I'll have to call back later then.
Okay. Keep in touch.
Okay. Anyway. Okay.
Higher on green cheese.
Julie, I got an answer that I think might be right. This is Breezeway in Virginia calling.
Yes, sir.
The boy band, Take That.
Take That. You are correct, sir. Good
Woo-wee.
Job.
We can get that off the table. Breezeway, thanks for that.
Awesome.
Hey, well, Keith Vloggers, if we try and answer that animal question.
Well, and more boy band questions to come. So
okay, cool. That's, you know, not, you know, but we're afraid that Keach is going to flog us if we try to answer another one.
No, no, no. He doesn't run the show here, buddy.
Yeah. Keach, just relax. We're going to go for this to probably get it wrong anyway, but is the mammal that kills the most people, would that be a deer, as in car accidents? And
no, because here's the way this works out. What mammal has killed more people than any other wild mammal? You see, so it's a wild mammal that kills people.
Well, and
Homo sapiens aren't generally
no, but
wild.
And deer and
deer is wild, but
they're not attacking people. I think it's more of an attack situation rather than a running in front of a car situation.
Yes, it is an attack situation.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you very much, girls.
Bye. Higher on green cheese.
Julie and Betsy.
Yes, sir.
Jeff from Woodridge. So I had my answer snatched. Take That. Gone. So I assume the mammal, the deadly mammal, still out there?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to take a stab at it.
Okay.
Is it a rhino?
Nope.
Ah, jeez. Well, for you.
I feel like if I was all sitting right at home, I might have guessed. I'm not saying anything better than any of all y'all.
And I don't know the answer, and I have no idea.
Huh.
Yeah. I would have thought it was hippo, too, but then I thought, all right.
Well, is it because hippos don't strike me as being threatening, just big.
Nobody does. And that's their superpower.
Jeff, good one. Anyway, thanks for the effort, and keep in touch.
Thanks a bunch. Shout out to Don and Janet and all the cheesers.
I bet they're listening. Thanks.
I hope so. Bye-bye.
Bye. Higher on green cheese.
Hi, this is Naima Loons, and I was going to answer the question about the mammal that kills more people than another mammal.
Yes.
Was that the question?
Yes.
I think the answer is elephant.
Nope.
It's not?
No,
wow,
sir.
Crazy.
I know.
Well, I
feel like you could run out of the way if an elephant was coming. Don't you, Betsy?
No.
No?
Yeah, exactly. But I thought elephants are just crazy and do anything.
Well, I think they need a reason.
And so, Julie, is that your hint that there's doesn't need a reason to attack?
I'm just thinking out loud. I'm not giving any hints.
I bet that's true.
Yeah. Nine more loons. Good to hear from you because people are shouting out you all over the place.
Can I give two shout-outs?
Sure.
I would like to give a shout-out to Migrating Warblers, and I also would like to give a shout-out to my cute nephew, William James.
I hope he's listening.
Me too.
Keep in touch.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Higher on green cheese.
Dad, ladies, I've been on hold so long, Kamaita just reopened in Hibbing.
I wish you would have said Piggly Wiggly.
you know, I'm at a loss for words. Not for long. I wanted to answer, I take a stab at that question about the mammal that murders the most humans.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a mountain lion?
No.
Oh, well, I took a stab at it because it reminds me of that tour back in 1990 when me, Keach, and Mojo, our boy band, and our cha-chas were opening up for One Direction.
Don't even think you guys aren't singing at the picnic.
Oh, man, dudes, you guys are so singing at the picnic.
Oh, I'm not allowed at the picnic. I'm not even allowed off the grounds based on this bracelet I've got, this anklet.
This ankle bracelet? Well.
Either way, I took a stab at it.
You did, and it's good. And I applaud you. And I'm not, say something, but I'm not going to because I don't want anything to be misconstrued as a hint, which you know how I feel about hints.
Well, go ahead and throw it out there. What are you waiting
for? No, sir. Audio.
You're not live on radio or anything. But yeah, either way, I want to send a shout out again to my brother, Sean. He's a real lumberjack. He's up on the shores of Perch Lake, manning the Cummins compound. And also a shout out to Ann's Birch Villa. When are they going to reopen? And John McGaina and Mojo Keach.
Well, they're all hanging out.
All the classics. Yeah, I know. Let's do this.
Keep in touch, and, sir.
Yeah, always change your furnace filters monthly.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Julie, I think I have a behead an animal, leave an animal.
Okay, Bets?
It would be a whelk. Take away the WH and you have elk.
Well, that's not your answer.
No, and because Nancy, that was my example, and I said what the answer was: fox and ox.
She did.
Yeah, but you didn't use whelk and elk.
No, I'll give her that, even though it was out of context.
That the question that I answered was that I said was just an example, not actually a question. But that's okay. I don't know what a whelk is.
Yeah. A whelk is a spiral-shelled marine mollusk.
Oh, see? Okay. So we definitely give it to her.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to give it to you. Thanks for
very good
creating your and own I'm question.
I'm going to shout out now because I got one right to Ed from Cedar Island Lake, the Prince. Calamity Jane, Donnie from Cedar Island Lake, and the Dip in the Road.
We haven't heard from most of those yet.
I keep prodding them, but, you know, they don't call. But
they
I
don't write, I suppose,
to.
Either.
Right. They don't call, they don't write.
No, they text.
Okay. Thanks, Nancy. Keep in touch.
Yep, thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, ladies, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Sam. Sam from Now Then.
From Melvin?
No, Now Then. Again. Now Then.
Oh, Now Then. I keep thinking it's a name. Now Then. Thank you.
It's just a little slice of God's country. That's all. Right.
Yeah. Good.
Could I take a stab at the question of who, of what animal kills the most humans?
We're over that. Just kidding. Yes, of
we're
course.
Over it? No, don't say that.
No, we're not. Nobody's answered it yet, so please take a stab.
Is it a domesticated animal?
No.
It's a wild animal.
Yes. A wild mammal.
I'm going to guess the cow because everybody's already answered every logical animal. It has to be.
Oh, no, they haven't.
It's got to be.
Oh, no, they haven't.
No?
A and B.
I feel like you could outrun a cow.
And if I saw...
You can't outrun a cow.
Well, wait a minute here. Let's talk about this. As cows being wild?
Well, they are
wild.
What is it, mad cow disease cows?
I've never seen any attacking cows.
Me either.
So I'm right, is what you're saying.
No.
Oh, I gave it all I had. Thank you,
you
so
did.
Much for the show. Can I give a shout out?
Nope. Yes, you can, of course. You should know me by now. Yes, you can.
I want to give a shout-out to Tom Daniels. He's a volunteer DJ at KAXC.
I've heard him.
The back porch harmony this morning. It was fantastic.
Uh-huh. I heard some of it. It's really good. I love that
show. It was great.
Thanks so much for calling. Well,
ladies, have a good evening. Thank you so much.
Keep in touch. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Julie Crabb, Mojo from Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
Betsy, I'm glad you're back. The show got a lot better since you're here.
Aw, thank you. But I find that...